We're going to use first names a lot for Ladysmith since they have all the sisters out there. Along the left side line is Courtney Millen, dribbles into the left corner. He's high on the left side to Maya, then down in, back comes out to Maya on the wing. Fakes, drives into the lane, running shot in the lane, rolls over the rim. It's good, and Ladysmith has the first lead tonight at 2-0. On the other end, it is now Grinnell with the ball, leaves it up on top. Stopping top of the key is Bablich. Gives it off to the right side to Ernst. Ernst takes it down low, leans into the layup. It's no good. She goes to the floor. Ball is rebounded by Ladysmith. And quickly back the other way is Maya Gago. All the way down with a bounce pass on the baseline. Then off to the right side to Marika Gago. 12-footer from the right of the lane is no good. Ball goes out of bounds. And it will be Shiflamigan's ball. 45 seconds into the game. 2-0. Ladysmith leads. And pressure in the backcourt by Ladysmith. The inbound pass comes to Ernst. Ernst up the right side, working it into the middle as she comes into the forecourt. Pass goes over to the right sideline to Grinnell. Grinnell down low with the dribble, loses control. Now we've got people diving on the floor for it. She dives. The ladies with Kelsey Millen diving on the floor as well. Jump ball and possession arrow favoring Shiflamigan. So the Screaming Eagles will get the ball. And inbound on the right sideline in the forecourt. Bounce pass comes in to Ernst. Ernst high on the right, loses the dribble. And again, there's people battling on the 4-4, diving on top of this Maya Gago. Another jump ball. This time it will go to Ladysmith. Maya Gago into the forecourt. Passes over on the right side to Wiles. She dribbles up high. Now inside the pass goes and through the hands of Courtney Millen. Picked up in the far corner over there, though, by Kelsey. Now they work it around to the right side. On the wing is Wiles. Thought about the shot. Steps towards the top. Throws it over the north side to Kelsey Millen. Down low intended for Marika Gago. Tipped away, but Maya picks it up. Back inside it goes to Marika. Bounce pass across the lane. Nice bounce pass over on the right side. The Wiles can't hit the shot, but the foul is called against Shiflamigan. Foul is called on Madison Ernst. First foul of the game against either team. Wiles at the free throw line for Ladysmith. Misses the first one. She'll have a second, though. Ladysmith on top, 2-0 here in the early going. Second free throw on the way for Wiles. Off the bracket, it's no good. Rebound is on the floor and picked up over there by Courtney Millen. Bounce pass comes over to the right side to Wiles. She'll try the three-pointer. It's good. 5-0 Ladysmith. Grinnell brings the ball up court to Shiflamigan. Into the lane, down the lane. And grabbing the hold of the ball, but getting some arm as well, is number 15. That's Kelsey Millen for the Lumberjills. Well, I'm not sure the foul was called on her. It was instead called on number one, Maya Gago. First foul against Ladysmith. No free throws. Shiflamigan inbounds right side of the baseline. Grinnell inbounds the pass over to the right side to Ernst. Starts towards the corner, then comes back towards the top and passes the ball to Bablich. Bablich passes on top to Grinnell. Dribbles left. Ball went off her foot, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it will be Ladysmith ball. .15:05 to play in the first half. 5-0. Ladysmith leads. Maya Gago with the ball for Ladysmith. Maya between the circles, looks to the right. Now Skip Rivers to the top of the key. Stops there. Pass comes over the right side to Kelsey Millen. Into the right corner. That is Courtney Millen. On top to Maya Gago. Then over to the left with the dribble. Bounce pass goes to Wiles in the left wing. In the middle, she's looking. Can't get a pass there. Come on top, it's Maya Gago down the lane, some contact, and a foul is going to be called in the lane against Shiflamigan. Foul is called on Claire Young. First personal, second team foul. Maya Gago with the free throw line for Ladysmith. She hits the first free throw to make it 6-0. Second free throw try coming from Maya Gago. The junior looks it up, puts the ball in the air, off the front of the rim, falls off no good. The rebound to the floor. Shiflamigan controls the team with it. The near side to Grinnell. She'll bring it up court. Into the forecourt. Dribbles to the left of the circle. Leaves the ball back for Ernst. Starts to the right. Stops on top. Bounces it. Then it comes over to the left side to Grinnell. Looks at the three, but can't get it off before the defender gets there. Pass goes on top to McCune. Stopping right of the circle. Into the right corner to Ernst. Three-point shot from there. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Wiles for the Jill. The left side. Maya Gago with it into the left corner. The pass goes to Marika. Then they work it around the perimeter. It's tipped away by Ernst and picked up by Shiflamigan. Back to the left they go. Into the right corner. It goes to Bablick, who tries the three-pointer. It's no good. The rebound coming all the way to the near sideline. The Jill save it inbounds, but they save it right into the hands of Yonk. Lomigan keeps the ball. Top left side is Grinnell. She'll shoot the three-pointer. It's off the rim, bounces to the near side. Picked up there by Kelsey Millen. Kelsey up court with the ball quickly for Ladysmith. Kelsey to the top of the key, dribbles to the right, bounces it over on the right side to Marika Gago. Now it's Maya Gago into the free throw circle. It's Courtney Millen to Kelsey. Kelsey's down the right side for the layup, and no good. Rolls off the rim, and it's rebounded by Flamagan. Grinnell with it. Starts left, right, back left, and into the forecourt. Ball is tipped away, though. Grinnell gets it back, though, and gets it to Bablick on the right side. Bablick way up high, stops the dribble. Her bounce pass is deflected. It's going to go to the floor and out of bounds. Last touch by Ladysmith. Swamming the ball right sideline in the forecourt. For Ladysmith, number 21 checks into the game. That's sophomore Ellison Tucker. And for Shequamigan, number 10 coming in. That is Maya Singer. She is a sophomore. Shequamigan inbounding on the right sideline. Inbound pass comes to her. Dribbles towards the circle. Stops short of there. Pass goes over on the right side to Brunell. And a whistle. And a foul against Ladysmith. Tucker, who just checked into the game, picks up the foul. Her first, second team foul against Ladysmith. Shequamigan ball, baseline on the right side. The inbound pass, not coming yet. Still waiting, still waiting. Finally, it comes in. It's deflected. It's on the floor. It's picked up by Shequamigan up on top. McCune with it. McCune pass Ernst on the right side. Spins her way into the lane. Pull up right side of the lane. Bounces it to Brunell at the free throw line. Shot from there. No good. Off the rim to the floor. Picked up underneath by McCune. And the Jills get the ball back on a steal. Down the lane, it is Courtney Millen for the layup. It is no good, and it's rebounded by McCune. Leaves the ball for Brunell. Brunell will bring it up court to Shequamigan. Brunell has a screen, goes around that to the left and stops. Now some tight defense by the Jills. Pass goes into the left corner, intended for McCune. She can't hang on to it. It's out of bounds. Ladysmith ball. 6-0, Ladysmith on top. Into the forecourt comes Maya Gago with a bounce pass over to the left side to Courtney Millen. Courtney, left side, starts towards the top, then leaves it off on the sideline for Maya. Maya Gago into the circle, down the lane, leaves it off in the right corner for Marika Gago, who goes around her defender, into the lane, banks the shot up and in. First points for Marika Gago. 8-0, Ladysmith. From on top, Grinnell will quickly put up a three off the bracket. It's no good. Rebounded underneath by McCune, and a whistle. Foul called against Ladysmith on the rebound attempt. Foul is on Marika Gago, first on her. Third team foul for Ladysmith, number 10, Driscoll Potosik, a sophomore, checks into the game, replacing Courtney Millen. Inbound pass for Shequamigan comes in. Nobody there to pick it up, though. And Maya Gago has it for Ladysmith, takes it all the way to the other end for the layup, but it rolls off the rim. No good. Shequamigan with the rebound, but Maya Gago with the steal, but then it goes out of bounds, and it will still be Shequamigan ball in the backcourt. Addison Bablick back in the game for Shequamigan, replacing McCune. Green Eagles ball in the backcourt. Ernst takes the inbound pass and heads up court, right up the middle. Dribble on top, stops at the top of the key. Her pass goes to the near side, tipped away, but run down along the sidelines with Brunell. Takes it along the left baseline, into the layup. No good, but a foul against Ladysmith. And it will be on Marika Gago. So very quickly, she picks up her second foul. Marika Gago, the top scorer for Ladysmith, averaging 12.5 points per game, but she has two fouls with 12:43 to play in the first half. Brunell at the free throw line for Shequamigan. Misses the first. She'll have a second try. For Ladysmith, Kelsey Millen back in the game. And for Shequamigan, number 25, sophomore Haley Rauschenbach checks in. Brunell with the second free throw try after missing the first. The second one is good. Flamigan is on the board. 8-1 the score. Ladysmith on top. Ladysmith with the ball. Left side on the wing is Potosik. Throws it on top to Maya Gago, who starts right. Looks left. Passes left. That is to Potosik. Back to Maya Gago. Over to the right side, it comes to Kelsey Millen. Kelsey now double-teamed for a moment. Bounces it on top. Gives it to Maya Gago. Over to the left side to Potosik. Cross-court pass, and down low on the right side, Marika Gago. Turnaround basket good for Marika. 10-1 Ladysmith. Ernst with the ball, left of the circle, passes towards the left sideline. It goes over there to Bablick. She holds the ball, looks for someone to pass to, finally gets it away to Brunell. She bounces it off a foot. I thought it may have hit the foot of a defender, but the officials say it was her own foot, and the ball will go to Ladysmith. The ball on top now for the Jills is Kelsey Millen. Kelsey passes over to the left side to Marika Gago. Cross court comes to Maya into the free throw lane. Tucker with it there. Over left side to Marika Gago. Bakes, goes to the free throw line, passes down on the left to Kostic. She'll take it in towards the lane, then gives it back in the corner. Shot taken from 12 and missed by Tucker, rebounded by Shaflamigan. Brunell up the right side of the dribble. Stops behind the arc, three-pointer from the right angle. It's no good, and the rebound off the floor to Kelsey Millen. Gets it ahead quickly with Marika Gago, gives it now to Kelsey. Kelsey Millen against the 2-3 zone, passes over to the left side to Maya Gago. A three-point shot from the left is good. 13-1. The forecourt goes Ernst to the right of the circle. She'll pull up and shoot the three. That's off the rim. It's no good. Rebounded by Ladysmith. Marika Gago, 2-1. To Maya on the left side for the layup high off the glass. That's no good. Rebound put back up, and that's no good by the Jills again. Now it's on the floor, and a foul is going to be called, I believe, on against Ladysmith. It'll go against Tucker. Second on Tucker. Fifth against the Jills. Shaflamigan ball. Backcourt with 10:53 to play in the first half. Ladysmith leading 13-1. Courtney Millen back into the game, and we're going to have a timeout here. Timeout is going to be taken with 10:53 to play in the first half. Ladysmith leading Shaflamigan 13-1 on Trail Mix 103.1.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Ernst with the ball for Shaflamigan into the forecourt. Leaves it back for Bablick on the right side, then back to Ernst. Ernst dribbles to the free throw circle, bounces to the top left. It goes through the hands, but is picked up there by Singer. Now passed down low underneath, intended to Brunell. Saves it inbounds over towards Rausenbach on the right side. Then they work it around the arc, back on top. Finally, it comes to Ernst. Ernst to the left, takes it to the wing, bounces over towards the left side to Singer. Back to Ernst. Ernst looking to get it inside, finds a player in there. That's Rausenbach. The pass is deflected, but it goes over the right side, and then a shot taken from on the three-point line and missed, and out of bounds, Ladysmith ball. But the attempt made by Bablick, it was short. Jills will get the ball in the backcourt, and they will substitute. Wiles will come back into the game, and also in is number 23, Rhea Wolfer. She is a senior. Ladysmith with the ball, and it's a 12-point lead. Pass goes left side on top to Wolfer. Now it comes back on top. In the middle it goes, then over to the left side to Wolfer. Three-point shot from the left. It's no good. Rebound off the floor. Wiles has it for Ladysmith. Gives it back on top. And it goes to Marika. Then out to the right side to Wiles with a three-point shot and hits it. Wiles with a pair of three-pointers. Ladysmith leads 16-1. Quickly back the other way. Shaflamigan with the ball left wing is Bablick. Way out along the sideline. Throws it on top. First to Wiles. To Ernst, then over the right side. Now it's loose on the floor, and it's finally picked up there by Brunell. Correction, that was Singer. Bablick with the ball, starts to the left. Ball is tipped away, and it's picked up off the floor by the Jills. Courtney Millen with it ahead. It goes with a layup to Kelsey Millen. Kelsey with her first point of the night. It's 18-1. Brunell with the ball on top. Pass one defender, gives it off to the left side for Ernst from inside the three-point arc. Ernst with a basket. First field goal of the game for the Screaming Eagles. Comes with 9:05 to play in the half. Score is now 18-3, Ladysmith. At the free throw line, Courtney Millen reaching in to take the ball away is Babbitt. Whistle, jump ball, possession arrow will give the ball to Suquamigan. For the Screaming Eagles, Young comes back into the game, replacing Rauschenbach. Ladysmith also substituting during that. I think Maya Gaga was the one who's back on the court. Didn't know she was gone. She wasn't gone very long, that's for sure. Ernst with the ball, passes over to the right side to Singer. In it goes, stolen by Maya Gaga. We just checked back in. Maya throws it ahead on the right side for the underhand layup. It is good for Tucker. Brunell taking it back the other way for the Screaming Eagle. Brunell on top between defenders, goes to the free throw line, stops there, gives Ernst on the right, leaves it off in the right corner, then it comes in the wing to Brunell. Three-point shot from the right, no good. Rebound out near the free throw line. Picked up off the floor by Young, gives it to Brunell, then on top to Ernst. Ernst gives it over to the left side, then down low to Brunell in the post, turns into the lane, up with the right-handed hook shot, rolls it over the rim, it's in, and a foul called against Ladysmith. The Ladysmith foul was on Tucker. That's her third. We go back to the bench. And Brunell will go to the free throw line. Free throw attempt. Good for Brunell. She's got 4 points. It's 20-6. Ladysmith on top. Maya Gago bounces on the left side to Wiles. Wiles brings it towards the top. Stops on the left. Gives it back to Maya along the free sideline. Maya works it slowly around the arc towards the top. Stops the dribble, passes out on the left side to Kelsey Millen. Back comes to Maya Gago on top. Into the free throw line to Wiles and out to Kelsey Millen. From inside the arc on the left, it's no good. Rebounded by Ernst. Ernst to the right sideline and up court. Passes ahead to Singer. Singer with a three-point try from near the right corner. It's no good. Rebounded by Courtney Millen for Ladysmith. Courtney up the middle with the dribble to the top of the key. Backs up, throws it over on the right side to Wolfer. Wolfer brings it back towards the middle and gives to Maya Gago. Maya on top, bounces it on the left side. Back it comes to Maya, though. Maya still with the dribble to the free throw line over on the left side. Wiles with a three-point shot. Spins around the rim. It's no good. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by Young, but then stolen away by Kelsey Millen. Marika Gago with a three-point shot from the left. It's no good. Now the ball loose. Picked up on the floor at the free throw line. Ernst had it, lost it, got it back, and now Gago is over. Maya Gago trying to knock it away, and the pass is finally stolen by Courtney Millen. She'll go for the layup underneath some contact there. No whistle there, but a foul called on the rebound attempt, and it will be against Suquamigan. Foul will be on Claire Young. Second on her. Third team foul. Number 11, Danica Mann, a freshman, into the game for Suquamigan. Ladysmith ball underneath their own basket on the right side. 7:01 to play in the first half. Ladysmith leads 20-6. Inbound pass coming from Kelsey Millen. Correction, from Marika Gago. Into the right corner to Maya. Back to Marika underneath the post on the right. She's double-teamed, reaching in to knock the ball away is McCune, and McCune's going to be whistled for getting the arm and picking up a foul there. Her first fourth team foul. Potosik in for Ladysmith. Placing Wolfer. Ladysmith will inbound again on the right side of the lane on the baseline. Marika Gago throws the ball in to Wiles at the top of the key. Back over to Marika on the left side. Then it comes to Maya left of the circle on top. Back to the left wing. Marika has it there. Marika Gago holds, now puts it on the floor, brings it up on top, gives the ball to Courtney Millen, who dribbles it over the right side and into the corner. Courtney Millen throws it on top, first to Marika, then over the left side to Maya Gago for the three-point shot off the rim. The backboard, no good, and rebounded by McCune. Gives it off on the near side to Babbitt, into the forecourt she goes. Babbitt hesitates, now goes into the lane, leaves it back on top for Brunell. Her shot is good, a three-pointer for Jalen Brunell. First three-pointer of the game for the Screaming Eagles. 20-9. They're slowly cutting away at that Ladysmith lead. Wiles with the ball, left wing for Ladysmith, passes near the left corner. Then it comes over on the right side underneath to Marika Gago. Up for the shot, too hard, over the rim, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Suquamigan. It will be Ladysmith ball underneath their own basket. Tucker will come back into the game, replacing Courtney Millen. Tucker has three personal fouls. Ladysmith inbounding on the left baseline. Inbound pass comes on the left side to Wiles. Quickly up for the three-pointer. It's short. rebounded by McCune for Shaquamigan. McCune to Brunell. She'll bring it up court. Brunell to the top of the key. Stops there. Passes on the left wing. Pass goes to Babbles. It brings it back on top and gives it over on the right side to Mann. Into the right corner to Babbles again. Throws it down low. It's knocked away. And now a scrambling Shaquamigan somehow gets it back with a traveling violation, we called this. There were two drills there, but somehow Yonk got the ball, but she fell to the floor and was rolling around a little bit as she didn't have anyone to pass to, and they called it a travel. So if you call that a travel and a turnover, you have to give ladies the turnover for giving it to her in the first place, because Jill certainly had the ball at one point there. Ladysmith with the ball, 5:44 to play in the half. Bounce pass goes left side to Marika Gago, and then over the right side comes to Wild, on top to Maya. Over to Marika on the left, takes the shot from three, dribbles down into the post on the left side, throws it back out along the sideline to Maya Gago. Maya dribbles right over to Wild on the right side, 20-foot shot on the way, good for three. Third three-pointer for Wild, 23-9, Ladysmith. Hirsch goes the other end, it goes to Bablik. Left side, she'll try a three of her own, it's no good. Rebounded by Marika Gago. Marika up court, stop and go, now takes it all the way down on the run for the layup, off the glass too hard, and it's rebounded by Young. She gives to Ernst. Ernst brings it back the other way for Shaquamigan to the free throw circle, stops there, shoots, and in, no good, rebounds to the floor. Marika Gago has it for Ladysmith, and Ladysmith will take a timeout. 30-second timeout with 4:58 to play in the half. Ladysmith leading 23-9 on Trail Mix 103.1.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Ladysmith High School. During the break, I noticed there was a fly kind of crawling around on the floor behind me up here. Not sure where he came from. He should go hide for a few more weeks, I think. Ladysmith with the ball, leading 23-9, 4:56 to play in the first half as the Jills bring it into the forecourt. Maya Gago with the ball. The bounce pass goes to the right side to Potosik, back to Maya on top. Then over to the left it goes to Kelsey Millen. Back to Aya, back to Kelsey on the left wing. Kelsey Millen holds it there, throws it across court to Potosik. Then intercepted by Rauschenbach. Ernst will bring it over the timeline for the Eagles. Over the right side, it goes to McCune. And further right along the sideline, he's got it there. That was Mann. Now the three-point shot to the right angle by Ernst. In and out, no good. Rebounded underneath by Mann. Had it, lost it, tries to push it across the lane, and it's intercepted by Ladysmith. Marika just got to go with it. Marika brings the ball into the lane, then leaves it off on the right side. Potosik with a three-point attempt that spins off the rim, no good. Rauschenbach with the rebound for Shaquamigan. Ernst on the left. Ernst up court, leaves the ball sideline to Bablik. Then back to Ernst, into the lane, going left to right, down the lane, up with a hook shot that's no good, rebounded off the floor by Ladysmith. Marika Gago into the forecourt. Gives the ball to Kelsey Millen, then over to the left side to Maya, down low to Tucker. Tucker, cross court pass over to the right side to Potosik, who has to jump to pull it down. Takes the pass back inside to Tucker, has a couple of defenders around her, and he's going to be called for a travel. Took a little hop there when she was surprised to see the defender standing in her way. Calls for traveling. Shaquamigan gets the ball, and both teams will substitute during this stoppage of play. Shaquamigan with the ball. Bablis will take it towards the right side as she comes into the forecourt, around the screen, over to the sideline, stops in the wing, leaves it back for Ernst on top. Across the top left, it comes to Brunell. Down low, ball is tipped away, but right back to Brunell. Brunell off balance, gets the pass away. Ball is on the floor, and it's finally picked up by Ladysmith. And it goes on the left side. That is Millen back on the right. Layup up. No good for Wiles. Rebounds underneath by Courtney Millen. Up and in. First points of the game for Courtney Millen. 25-9. 3:15 to play in the first half. See the left side. Here's the pass to Bablik. Three-point shot. In and out. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Over the end line. Off of Ladysmith. Green and Blue ball under their own basket. Brunell inbounding the ball. Pass comes out on top. It is picked up by Ernst. Almost stolen, but Ernst gets it. Bounces it to the right side to Rauschenbach and has trouble catching it, but runs it down in the right corner. Now hands it in the corner to Brunell. Three-point try is no good. And it is rebounded by McCune. Also grabbed by Marika Gago. The jump ball is called. This time it will go to Ladysmith on the alternate possession. Number 23, Gretchen Eiter, into the game for Shawmigan. He replaces Rauschenbach. Ladysmith will have the ball in the backcourt. Just under 3 minutes left in the first half. Kelsey Millen between the circles. Slowly looking things over. The bounce pass comes to Wiles, who's way outside on the right. Then on top it goes to Courtney Millen. To Kelsey on the left side. Cross court on the right to Wiles. It bounces before it gets through. Then on top, pass almost intercepted. And now it's tipped away by Ernst and picked up on the far sideline by Kelsey Millen to the Jill. Kelsey with the dribble, left wing, bounces towards the sideline to Marika Gago. Then on top it comes to Courtney Millen. She starts to the right, in the middle, gets the ball right back, though, over to the left, and down low it goes to Marika Gago, into the lane against two defenders, up with a hook shot, it's no good, and the rebound knocked to the floor, picked up by Brunel, out to the right side, it goes to Babler. Her pass goes back in the middle, it's intercepted by Ladysmith, Marika Gago for the layup, but she cannot get it, it rolls off and comes down, and a foul is called against Shawmigan. Thought that ball might stick between the rim and the backboard there. If it had a little more power behind it, it might have, but it was a pretty weak shot that time, partly because of the foul. Foul was called on Brunel, the first on her, fifth against Shawmigan. Marika Gago at the free throw line, shooting a pair of free throws for the Jills. First one is good. Maya Gago in for Ladysmith, replacing Kelsey Millen. Gago's second free throw, also good. She's got 6 points tonight. And she will leave the game as Bristol Fantastic comes back in for Ladysmith. Shawmigan with the ball in the backcourt, 2:05 to play until halftime. Brunel up court towards the top of the circle, pulls up there, quickly shoots the three-pointer off the backboard. No good. It's on the floor. Maya Gago picks it up for Ladysmith. Maya quickly into the forecourt on the right side. Right of the circle stops, hands the ball back to Fantastic, back to Maya on top. She will dribble to her left, back to the right, into the circle, almost loses the ball, gets it on the right side. That's Tucker with it into the lane, down the lane, throws up an off-balance shot against three defenders. It's no good. The rebound goes off of Tucker's hand and out of bounds. Shawmigan ball in the backcourt. Ernst brings the ball up court to the left side. Ball bounces off her knee, but it's picked up on the left side by Brunel. Then grabbing the ball is Maya Gago, and we've got a foul called against Ladysmith. It will be on Maya Gago. Second on her. It is the seventh team foul against Ladysmith. So Brunel will go to the free throw line for Shawmigan, shooting the 1-1 with a minute 33 to play in the half. 27-9, Ladysmith on top in this regional quarterfinal game. First free throw by Brunel. Hangs in the rim for a second. Drops in. He has 8 of the 10 points for the Screaming Eagles. 27-10, Ladysmith on top. Second free throw coming up here for Jalen Brunel. It's on the way. It's also good. A minute 30 to play in the half. Maya Gago to the left side for Ladysmith. Stops, passes into the left corner to Tucker. Takes it along the baseline, up with a shot off the board. It's no good. Rebounded by Brunel. Gets to the head quickly to Ernst. Forecourt, left side, Ernst. Started by Maya Gago. Starts left, goes right. Ernst all the way down to the layup. Ends up on the floor and will end up on the free throw line as a foul is called against Ladysmith. Potosik will pick up the foul. Her first 18 foul against the Jills. Addison Ernst at the free throw line for Shawmigan. Shooting a pair of free throws here. First one is good. For the season, Shawmigan shooting 49% from the free throw line. Ernst, their best free throw shooter, at 51%. Second free throw is up. Hangs in the rim, drops in the hoop. 27-13, Ladysmith. Ladysmith with the ball. Maya Gago brings the ball to the top. Passes over on the left side to Courtney Millen. Courtney throws it to Potosik at the top, then down low underneath left side to Tucker. Her shot under there is no good. Now the ball's knocked around, loose on the floor, people on the floor. Ball is finally controlled by Courtney Millen in the lane, and she hit a 7-foot jumper. About six different people touched that ball before the basket finally came about. 50 seconds until halftime. Ernst dribbles to the left wing. Turns, goes back into the free throw circle. Going down the lane is Brunel. Catches the pass and makes traffic up to the layup. No good. Rebound up, and that's no good by Eiter. And now a whistle and a jump ball. It'll belong to East Waterman underneath their own basket. Seconds on the clock. Brunell with the inbound pass from the right baseline. Bounces it in the middle of the lane to Ernst. Goes right between defenders. Can't hit the shot. Ends up on the floor. Rebounded by Shaquamigan. And everybody ran the other way, but the shot is no good underneath. And now we've got another battle for the loose ball. And the jump ball is going to be called. That time it was Brunell and Mayagago who got caught up with the ball. McCune had the ball for a second on the rebound, and everybody turned and ran towards the ladies. The ladies' end of the court. He was wide open but couldn't hit the shot, and it goes back over to Ladysmith. 28 seconds on the clock. Mayagago into the forecourt, past the right wing to Wild. On top it goes to Wolfer. Wolfer dribbles left over the wing. Stops her dribble there in the middle. The pass goes to Kostic over the right side. Then on top it goes to Wild. Back to Kostic at the free throw line. Against the double team, spins around and gets to Wild. Mayagago along the baseline, 8 seconds. They'll work it back to the free throw line. Now it's Wiles on the right wing with 4 seconds. She's the three-pointer. It's no good. The rebound tips on top. It'll be Potosik with a three-point try. At the buzzer, it'll count. Crystal Potosik with her first points in the game hits a three-pointer at the buzzer. And at halftime, our score is Ladysmith 35, Shaquamigan 13. I'll be back to recap our first half for you and bring you the Forward Bank halftime show here on Trail Mix 103.1.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Welcome back to the Forward Bank Halftime Show. I'm Gary Hahn. Our halftime score in girls basketball is Ladysmith 32, Shaquamigan 13. This is the Division IV regional quarterfinal game. The winner will play on Friday night at Phillips. And right now, Ladysmith with the edge again, 32-13. For the Jills, they have their 19-point lead is the largest that they have had tonight. Their scoring is spread out. The top scorer is Braylee Wiles with 9 points. Maya Gago has 6. Marika Gago also has 6. Courtney Millen has 4 points. Crystal Potosik with 3, Kelsey Millen 2, Ellison Tucker has 2 as well. For the Shaquamigan Screaming Eagles, only two players on the scoreboard in the first half. Jalen Brunell with 9 points, Madison Ernst has 4. Shaquamigan 6 of 7 from the free throw line for 86%, Ladysmith 3 of 6 for 50%. Shaquamigan had 1 3-point basket in the first half, that was by Brunell. Ladysmith with 5 3-pointers, Wild had 3 of them, while Crystal Potosik had 1, and Mayagago also had 1. 8 fouls against Ladysmith, 5 against Shaquamigan. Only player with more than 2 personal fouls is Alyssa Tucker of Ladysmith. She's got 3 at the halftime break. Shaquamigan with 14 turnovers in the first half. Ladysmith with 5. Ladysmith with the lead on the scoreboard at 32-13. We'll come back and tell you about some of the other activities in the tournament and who's playing who and all that sort of stuff. So stick around. You're listening to the Forward Bank Halftime Show on Trail Mix 103.1.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Once again, welcome to the Forward Bank Halftime Show. Our halftime score is Ladysmith 32, Chequamegon 13. Ladysmith the number 5 seed, Chequamegon the number 12. And the winner, as we said a couple of times, will play on Friday night against number 4 seed Phillips. Other Division 4 games in this part of the state have Grantsburg playing in Boyceville, Cumberland at Clear Lake, Unity at Eau Claire Regis, and Glenwood City at Mondovi, also Steck Weyerhaeuser at Hurley, Abbotsford at Cadott, and Colby at Edgar. Of course, Division 5, Division 3, all those guys playing as well tonight. We don't have time to read you that whole list because it gets kind of long as there is basketball being played all around the state in the girls' tournament. We're going to keep our eye on the scoreboard and see if we can get you some final scores before we go off the air tonight, but that depends on how quickly people around the state send in their score. Boys' tournament play begins next week on Tuesday night, 1 week from tonight, and for these schools, Chequamegon is the number 12 seed. They will play at number 5 seeded Phillips. Ladysmith is the number 4 seed. They will host Boyceville. Boyceville is the number 13 seed. That is next week's Tuesday night opening round tournament play for boys basketball in WIAA playoff. I did not even get time to check Facebook today, so I'm probably lacking some very important news I should be sharing with you, or some very bad jokes, or whatever the case may be, but a National Chocolate-Covered Nut Day, and just have candy, and it'll all be a whole lot better. Screaming Eagles are back on the court. The Lumberjills still in the locker room, and they are going to be coming out shortly as we get ready for our second half. Again, that second half score, the halftime score, is Ladysmith 32, Chequamegon 13. Back with the second half after these messages on Trail Mix 103.1.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
As you head out on the frozen lakes here in the Northwoods to fish for your catch of the day, remember that you'll always score big when you grab all of your ice fishing supplies from Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips, offering the best in live bait, tip-ups, jigs, ice augers, and all the winter clothing to keep you warm. Bader Sports Center is a proud local area sports broadcast sponsor. Bader Sports Center, located on Lake Avenue right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Welcome back to the Forward Bank Halftime Show. I'm Gary Hahn. Halftime score in girls' playoff basketball is Lady Smith 32, Chequamegon 13. Tonight's game is brought to you by Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Heikkinen Roofing, Chequamegon Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Duetest Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Medford Motors, Bader Sports Center, and Wolf Farm. We told you a couple of times that the winner of this game will play Phillips on Friday night at Phillips. The winner of that Friday night game will play against either Cameron, Hurley, or Chetek Weyerhaeuser on Saturday night's regional championship game. Cameron is the number one seed. The other two are 8 and 9. 32-13, ladies top in the second half. Ladies Smith will go from right to left as we look at the court. Chequamegon from left to right. Chequamegon will have the ball. They will end the half-court line on the far sideline as we get ready to play. Again, for the Jills, their top scorer is 9 points, Braylee Wild. And for Chequamegon, their top scorer is Jalen Brunell. She also has 9. And it will be Brunell to throw the ball inbounds as we start the second half, although they still have 15 seconds to run off the clock. I'm used to doing this in schools that just kind of stop the clock and set it, reset it to zero. And radio guys really don't like that. It messes up our timing. Here they're not doing this, so they're letting it run. And that's messing up our timing as well. So maybe everything just messes up our timing. Who knows? There we go. There's the buzzer. We can play some second half basketball now. Some tight defense on the inbound play, but the inbound pass comes to Ernst. She dribbles over to the right side on the wing inside of the arc, bounces it back on top, then gets it right back to Ernst on the right. Takes the shot, dribbles in, bounces it inside in the post to McCune, and the jump ball is called. This is where the Jills got a hand on the ball. And we will go to Ladysmith on the alternate possession. Right up the middle of the ball is Maya Goggle. The left side goes to Kelsey Millen. Back to Maya on top. Over the right to Wiles. She's on the wing. Maya to the free throw line to Courtney Millen. Over the right to Wiles. Another three-point try. It's good. 4 3-pointers tonight for her. 12 points in the game. She's the top scorer. And now some pressure on the inbound. But coming up for it is Brunell. Bounces it underneath. And a foul is called there. The bounce pass went under the basket for Young. And as she went up for the shot, one of the Jills hit her across the arm. She'll be at the free throw line to shoot free throws. Foul was called on Potosik. Correction, it was not on Potosik. That was the old number on the scoreboard. The new number says the foul was on Courtney Millen, first on her. Yelk missed the first free throw. Second one on the way. This one looks better. It is. 32-14, Ladysmith. Maya Goggle to the left side to Kelsey Millen. Back to Maya on top against the 2-3 zone. Dribbles to the right, bounces back across the top. It's deflected, but picked up there by Marika Goggle to Maya. Over to the left side to Courtney. Take that to Kelsey. Courtney's down on the baseline. Kelsey with the ball on top, throws it in the middle. It's deflected away, picked up by Marika Goggle. Over to the right side to Wiles for the layup from the right. It's good. Again, pressure in the backcourt. Ernst stops the dribble, bounces the ball ahead to Brunell. Brunell into the forecourt, over to the right side, underneath. Open for the shot is Bablik. Shot up, no good. It's rebounded by Kelsey Millen. Kelsey up the right sideline for Ladysmith. The top of the key stops there, but keeps the dribble going. Ball is knocked away by Ernst. Kelsey gets it back. Over to the left side, it's Wiles. Open for a second, but doesn't shoot the three. Gives it on top to Kelsey Millen. Over to the right to Maya Goggle. Maya passes inside to Courtney, down low underneath. Marika, nice pass across the lane, but it goes through the hands of Wiles and out of bounds, and Chequamegon will get the ball. Number 21, Sharika Rudolph, a sophomore, checked into the game for the Screaming Eagles. Ernst with the ball in the backcourt, bounces it ahead to Brunell. Over the timeline, Brunell to the free throw line, bounce pass underneath, and back out to Rudolph on the left wing. Three-point shot, no good. Rebound is caught and put back with a hook shot by Brunell. Kind of off balance in the lane, but she managed to get the shot off and it went in. 37-16. On top of the ball, it's Maya Gago, top right, bounces over to Wiles along the right sideline. Cross-court pass comes to Kelsey Millen on the left, back over the right to Wiles. Wiles down towards the baseline, gives to Courtney Millen, left to the right of the circle, over to the left side, then underneath to Marika Gago, back out on the left wing, then on top to Maya. Maya into the lane, running shot is in and out, no good, and a foul is going to be called on Chiquamigan. It will go on Claire Yunk. That will be the third on her. She's the only player for the Screaming Eagles that has more than one personal foul. That is her third. First team foul here in the second half. Maya Gago will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws for ladies. First one is good. .15:44 to play in the game. Second free throw is up. It is also good. Ladysmith with its largest lead of the game, to 39-16. Into the lane, Brunell, ball knocked away, but she gets it back, gives it to Ernst, then over into the right corner, it goes to Young. On the wing to Ernst, down low intended for Brunell. Too high for her, but picked up on the left side, and they work it over to Rudolph on the left. Her shot from the arc is no good. Rebound underneath by Young. That's no good. This time it is Maya Gago coming away with the rebound, chasing it down as it tries to roll away, and she will head back to the other end for Ladysmith. On the right side, the pass goes to Wiles, back to Maya Gago on top, and over to the left to Kelsey Millen. The right side, Wiles, open for three. She'll shoot the three, and she will hit another three. Five three-pointers for her. And a steal on the inbound pass. Ladysmith with the ball. Maya Gago left in lane, gives it back to Kelsey Millen. Kelsey with a fake for the layup from the left side. It's good. And Chiquamigan will take a timeout with 14:52 to play in the game. 44-16, Ladysmith lead on Trail Mix 103.1.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
44-16, ladies from on top. Chiquamigan inbounding in the backcourt. Screaming Eagles took the timeout. They've got three remaining. Ladysmith has four of theirs left. Ernst with the ball for Ladysmith, or for Chiquamigan. The top of the key stops there. Passes to Brunell going down the lane. Off her hand on the floor, but she still controls it. Now double-teamed underneath. Passes out on the side. Ball is knocked away. People sliding on the floor. We've got three people down. Ball is still loose. Going out near half court and finally picked up by Ernst. Ernst dribbles to the free throw circle. Down the lane between defenders. Ends up on the floor. And a foul called against Ladysmith. Ball will be called on Braylee Wiles. First on her, second in the second half against Ladysmith. Ernst to the free throw line. 14:32 to play in the game. First free throw is good. Toss again for Ladysmith. Ernst to the second free throw try. It's on the way. It is also good. She's 4-for-4 from the line tonight. 44-18. Maya Gago with a bounce pass to Wiles on the left wing. On top to Maya. Then over the right it goes to Kelsey Millen. Down low underneath on the right to Kelsey. Nice pass back to Tucker. Tucker for the layup in the middle of the lane. 46-18. On the right side, Rudolph out on the wing, dribbles in towards the lane. Ball stripped off her hand, but it's picked up off the floor by Brunell. From the right baseline, seven-footer is no good. On the battle for the rebound, it's grabbed by Wiles for Ladysmith. She hands it off to Marika Gago. Marika on top, almost traveled as she came to a quick stop. Maya on the left side, then down on the baseline to Tucker. Tucker back towards the middle, throws it on top to Wiles, who lost it, picks it back up at center court and gives it on the right side to Marika. Down low on the right side to Petosic underneath the post, back in the corner to Marika, then on the right of the circle is Wiles. Over to the left wing, Mayagago stops quickly, gives it off on the left side. Potasik with a 15-footer. No iron. Rebound off the floor on the right side, though, by Marika Gago. Marika brings it up the right sideline, back inside the arc, throws to Maya at the free throw lane, into the lane, 10-footer off the glass, spins off the rim, no good. Grinnell rebounds to Chiquamigan. Grinnell comes right up the center to the top of the key, has a screen, instead leaves it off for Rudolph on the wing. Rudolph back to Grinnell, right corner, throws it in the middle. It's intended for McCune, tipped away, and picked up by Potasik for Ladysmith. Maya Gago, top of the key. Looks to the right, passes to Wiles over on the wing. Bounce back in the middle and comes to Tucker. Ball knocked away from her. She goes for it but won't get it. It's going to be picked up. Let's throw right to Maya Gago. Maya for the layup. McCune had the ball but was falling down and had no one to throw it to. The Jills got it back. Now in the near end, Rudolph has the ball knocked away from her. Potasik knocking it out of bounds. And Chiquamigan will inbound on the right sideline in the forecourt as Singer and Rauschenbach come in for Chiquamigan. And for Lady Smith, we've got Kelsey Millen back on the court. And also back in the game is Wolfer. Inbound pass comes to Ernst. Top right. Spins and comes back to the right to Grinnell. Three-point shot from the right. Bounces no good. And a foul is going to be called on the rebound attempt. It is called on Rauschenbach. She ended up on the floor, but she'll get the foul as well. Her first personal. And Lady Smith will have the ball in the backcourt. Chiquamigan putting on some full-court pressure now. Potasik to throw the ball in. Pass comes into Marika Gago. Marika up the right sideline with a dribble into the forecourt to the wing. Stops there. Throws it up on top to Kelsey Millen. Kelsey looking against the zone. Bounces over to Wolfer high on the right. 12:30 to play in the game. Kelsey between the circles. Passes down low on the right side to Potasik. Up for the shot. It's good and a foul. She found an open spot behind the zone. Hits the basket. And Rauschenbach trying to get back there to cover her on the defense. Only picks up the foul instead. Her second. Basket for Potasik is good, and she'll go to the free throw line. Free throw on the way. It is good for Potasik. Chiquamigan with the ball. Brunel near the right corner. Brings it back into the middle. Back out on the wing it goes. Ernst with a three-point try. Off the rim. It's no good. Wolfer rebounds for Lady Smith. It's double-teamed right away. And a foul's going to be called against Chiquamigan. Rauschenbach is there. Also there was number 10, Singer. And Singer will get the foul. They're first. McEwen back into the game for Chiquamigan. Lady Smith with the ball in the backcourt. That's the fourth team foul against Chiquamigan. 12:10 to go. Kelsey Millen, way up near the center court circle, stops the dribble, passes high in the left to Courtney, who starts left, passes it back in the middle, it's knocked away, and out of bounds, last touch by Courtney Millen, it will be Chiquamigan's ball. Ernst over the timeline with the ball, passes to the left side. Singer will shoot the three from there, no good, rebound, Wolfer had it, lost it, knocked away, last touch though by McCune. Lady Smith ball in the backcourt. Again, Chiquamigan will put on a full-court press. The inbound pass comes into the right side to Marika Gago. Across the backcourt, it goes to Kelsey Millen. Kelsey slowly into the forecourt. Ball is tipped away by Ernst, but it goes off of Millen, and it will be Chiquamigan's ball once again. Ernst to the forecourt, to the right side, passes on a nice pick and roll to Brunel, down to the post underneath, up with a shot that is blocked, and a foul sends Brunel to the floor and to the free throw line. There were two Lady Smith players there. It's going to be Potasik who picks up the foul, her second, 13 foul. Jalen Brunel to the free throw line for Chiquamigan, 11:37 to play in the game. Brunel makes the first free throw. She is 5 of 6 from the free throw line tonight, has 12 points, and another free throw try coming. It's up. It is also good. 51-20. Courtney Millen on top, stops the dribble, hands the ball off to Kelsey. Then to the right side, it goes to Wolfer. back to Kelsey Millen on top, dribbles to the left, passes over the left side to Courtney, and down on the baseline it goes to Marika Gago in the middle to Potosik. Now they work it back into the left corner. Ball is knocked away, and it's picked up by Ernst. Ernst against the double team gets the ball away to Brunell, and into the forecourt come the Screaming Eagles. Starts to the left, back to the right. Bounce pass comes to Ernst. She'll take it all the way down to the post, up for the shot, no good, and it's rebounded by Marika Gago for Ladysmith. Marika to the right sideline and up into the forecourt. Still with the dribble all the way into the lane. Bounces across left side to Courtney Millen, then to Kelsey on top, and the pass goes on top to Picasso. She looks to the right. Passes finally to the right to Wolfer. Wolfer along the sideline with the dribble. Passes as it hits the foot of Marika Gago, but Marika picks it up, gives the ball over to Potosik on the left wing. Three-point shot by Potosik is good. Ladysmith doing a good job with the three-pointers tonight, and they've got a 54-20 lead. Here's a pass down low to Ernst, but off her hand and out of bounds. Tucker and Wiles back in the game for Ladysmith. Also, Maya Gago coming back in. Ladysmith with the ball and the lead. Maya Gago between the circles with the dribble to the right side on the wing is Wolfer. Inside the arc she goes, loses the ball in the lane. It's picked up by Ernst. Ernst up court, right side for Shaquamigan. Spins in the wing, takes it down towards the baseline, then gives it back out to Brunell. Into the lane, running shot from 10 is no good, but Brunell gets her own rebound underneath on the left side, puts it back up off the glass, and good. 10 minutes to play in the game. Ladysmith 54-22 with the lead and the ball. On top is Maya Gago. To the right side of the wing it goes to Wolfer. Back to Gago on top. Then in the middle it goes to Tucker. Tucker double-teamed. Right side of the lane gives it off on top. Now it comes back to Maya Gago into the circle. Over to the left side to Wiles. Three-point shot is no good. And it's rebounded by, well, nobody. You've got people on both sides grabbing the ball. Wolfer grabbing it for Ladysmith. Brunell grabbing it. Not Brunell. McCune grabbing it for Shaquamigan. Jump ball. And it belongs to ladies for Shaquamigan on the alternate possession. And for Shaquamigan, a freshman checking into the game, number 20, Addison Kovarek. Ernst dribbles into the forecourt for Shaquamigan. Pass goes down low. It's deflected, but Brunell gets it anyway. Well, tried to get it. Fighting it for it was Maya Gago, and ultimately a jump ball is called. Didn't seem like it was really touched long enough for that to be a jump ball, but that's the way the officials call it. And the arrow favoring Ladysmith. The ball will go the other way. Potosik will inbound in the backcourt for the Jills. 9:33 to play in the game. Maya Gago brings it up court. Bounce pass goes to the right side to Wolfer. Wolfer on the wing to Maya Gago on top. Maya steps to the left of the circle. Bounces it to Wiles high on the left side. She looks into the middle. Passes on top to Maya. Over the right wing to Wolfer. Jills happy to use up some clock here. Wolfer heads towards the corner, passes it back to Maya Gago, who takes into the lane. Nice bounce pass underneath to the right side of the basket. Good for Tucker. Pass found its way between defenders, and Tucker was open underneath in the post. On the other end, Shaquamigan with the ball. It is Ernst to the free throw line. Leaves it off the top right for Brunell. Three-point try is spinning off the rim. No good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by McCune. Puts it out to the left side. Shot taken by Singer is no good. This time it's rebounded by Tucker. Ahead it goes to Potosik for the layup. Too hard off the glass, no good. Maya Gago with a rebound and a putback, and she is fouled. Foul is going to be on Brunell, her second. 15th foul against Shaquamigan. Maya Gago at the free throw line makes the first. Tablet back in for Shaquamigan, replacing Ernst. 57-22 the score. Ladies with leads with 8:43 to play in this regional quarterfinal game in Division Four. Maya Gago with the second free throw. It's no good. Rebounded, though, by Potosik. Dribbles left and passes it out on top of the right side. Shot taken by Marika Gago is no good. Maya with a rebound in the left corner. To Potosik over the right wing to Wiles. Back on top of Potosik, and left it comes to Maya Gago. She'll shoot a three-pointer. That one's no good. And the rebound tipped into the corner. And it's picked up over there by Singer for Shaquamigan. Almost stolen as the pass goes to Brunell, but Brunell keeps it, goes into the forecourt, over to Singer on the left wing. Three-point shot by Singer is no good. Rebounded by Babler, put up from the left side underneath, no good. Now it's on the floor, finally controlled by Young, make them McCune. McCune passes over to the left side, but it can't be reached. It'll go out of bounds, and Ladysmith will get it back. 8 minutes to play in the game. Pass goes to the right side to Marika Gago, back to Maya on top of the right, back over to the side to Marika, and then to Maya. Those two just playing catch. Now it's Maya to the free throw line, over to the left side to Wiles. 20-foot shot on the rim. It's no good. Rebounded underneath. Potasnik had it, and then reaching over her back. Foul's going to be called. I think it'll go on Kavara. First on her. Sixth team foul. Lady Sniffle inbound under their own basket. Marika Gago to throw the ball in from the right side on the baseline, into the right corner to Maya, and bounces to Wiles from the right wing. Three-point shot on the way. Air ball will go out of bounds. No, it's saved inbounds and controlled ultimately by Marika Gago. Marika brings it back towards the top. Gives to Maya, then over the right sideline to Wiles. Back to Maya. Maya will dribble to the top of the key, pass to Marika on the left wing, to Maya high on the left, back into the circle, over to the right side to Wiles, down to the baseline, pulls up there, and a foul is going to be called against Shaquam again. That will be on Kavarik, her second. She'll come out of the game as Gretchen Heider comes back in. Braylee Wiles at the free throw.